Hey, everybody, it's Laura McKenna, and we welcome Karen Slaughter in the Star 98 studio. Now, Karen Slaughter is quite a big deal. I mean, you have so many books out. You're a number one international best-selling author. You've been on the New York Times list. I am a big fan of a couple of your series that kind of merged together. I was really happy that you did that, the Will Trent series and the Grant County series, murder, mystery, thriller type of books. So, Karen, how did it all begin for you? Like, what was the point in your life where you said, you know what, I'm going to write some really gruesome, awesome books here?
Well, you know, I started writing very early in my life. I don't think you choose to be a writer. Uh-huh. I think it chooses you. And even as early as 6 years old, I was writing all kinds of stories and doing drawings for them. And because I'm the youngest of three girls, most of my stories were about my older sisters dying or, you know, being kidnapped. So I was an only child. And,
yeah.
And you know, my parents loved them. My sisters didn't like them.
Right,
my parents
of course.
That was hilarious. So I was rewarded very early on for writing murder stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one scene in particular, and I read this book such a long time ago, and I can't even pinpoint the title. You'll probably know which one, but it's in the Will Trent series. It's about someone's locked in a basement, and they're crawling on broken glass, and I was actually listening to that on a book on tape, like a CD in my car at a traffic light. I'll never forget this because I was like, that is the most horrible scene, but you brought it to life so well. I felt like I was crawling on broken glass. So you're doing a great job with your books, just so you know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And Kathleen Early, who reads my audiobooks, she really gets the story. She does a great job. And sometimes I hear her read and I think, wow, I didn't realize I had written that.
Yeah.
She just brings it to life so quickly.
No doubt. Now, I hear that some of your books in that Will Trent series or the Grant County or even the standalone novel Coptown, which I really enjoyed as well, are maybe in development for some movies or for some TV. Can you give us any inside scoop there?
Yeah, you know, Will Trent is in development for a TV series. They're working on the script right now. And Coptown, as you said, has been optioned too. This is Hollywood, so I'm trying not to get my hopes up.
Right, but I think, I mean, definitely the material's there. I think that could be an awesome series that has a lot of longevity, for sure.
Well, thanks. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, no doubt. No, okay, let's talk about your brand new book, because you sent me an advance copy of The Good Daughter, and I was so tempted. I was going to read it right away, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to keep this in pristine condition, drop it in the bathtub or, you know, spill coffee on it like I usually
right.
do with all my books. I'm going to give it away to one of our lucky listeners here on Star 98 because I know there's a lot of book lovers out there. So all you have to do is join the Laura McKenna Book Club, and you know how easy that is. You just send a picture of you and the book that you're reading, and if you read multiple books in a month like I do, you can keep sending those entries so you can have a chance to win the brand new book, The Good Daughter, and dinner out from Star 98. So Karen, let's talk about this brand new book, The Good Daughter. How did this one come to life? Because it's a standalone as well.
You know, all of my books start with me thinking about characters.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a character in you meet her in the first chapter named Gamma, and she's a woman who in the 50s and 60s was a scientist at Fermilab, so she's a very analytical type person, and she has two daughters. And we meet them in 1989. Sam and Charlie are 15 and 13, respectively. And they have a crazy father who's a defense attorney who manages to annoy everybody in town by the clients he seeks. You know, everybody hates lawyers until they need one.
Right, exactly.
And he's definitely the type of lawyer that we think of and love to hate because he will defend anybody, no matter how horrible their crimes. So he manages to really get on the bad side of everybody in town because of his choices. So, you know, this family's kind of ostracized because of the father. And when we meet them in this opening chapter, they're living in a farmhouse they've just moved into because the last house they lived in was firebombed by some people who were very angry because he got a man who was on death row exonerated.
Mm-hmm.
And so the family's dealing with that fallout, and then something awful happens because this is a thriller, right? So
right.
awful
it
things keep happening to these poor people. And then we catch up with Sam and Charlie 28 years later, and we see how this one crime that happened when they were kids has affected them in very meaningful ways as adults. And, you know, I don't know about you, but when I read crime novels, as much as I like Jack Reacher kicking butt and taking names and Janet Ivanovich's books, you know, I like those fun stories. I really love crime stories that talk about not just crime, but what happens next. How
right.
do these people get out of bed the next day? How do they go to work? How do they interact with the community? How are they changed by this? And so when we catch up with Sam and Charlie, you know, almost three decades after this tragedy, that ripped apart their family, we find out they're very real, very different in extremely real ways because of this tragedy. And to me, that's where the fun starts.
You mentioned something about reading other people's books. I wondered about that too, because you are obviously super busy. You've written so many books yourself. Do you have time to read other books? Do you enjoy that? Or is it something that you probably write more than you read? Or do you do a little bit of both?
I love reading. And, you know, I think you can tell writers who stop reading because their work kind of stagnates.
Right.
And I don't read because I want to anticipate the market or anything like that. I read because I love reading. And I think as a writer, every book you read teaches you something.
Oh, definitely.
And I'll read anything. You know, I love Charlene Harris. I love historical fiction. I love nonfiction. Any story well told, I'm there. It doesn't matter what world it's built in. And so a lot of times I'm learning as a writer what I like, what I don't like, character development, plot development, structure, that sort of thing. You know, your brain is a muscle. You have to keep exercising it.
Tell me, please, that none of these series are close to ending, right? They're going to continue for a little while longer? Because you're going to break my heart
totally.
Here, and if you tell me that you're going to kill off Will or Sarah or one of these main characters.
No. No plans in the immediate future for that.
Okay, good.
I'm working on my next book now. It's not a Will Trent, but the one after that is definitely a Will and Sarah story.
Okay, good. Good. That was the best news I heard all morning then. So Karen Slaughter, number one international best-selling author, New York Times. If you are going to start with a series, I would highly recommend giving the Will Trent series a try, which, of course, then merges with the Grant County series and all of your standalones. I have never been disappointed, and I'm not just telling you that because I get the opportunity to talk to you. Karen, you are one of my favorite authors. So thank you so much for taking a moment out and talking to me and all of our Star 98 listeners.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So again, if you would like to win Karen Slaughter's brand new book, The Good Daughter, all you have to do is join the Laura McKenna Book Club sometime in August. Take a selfie of the book that you're reading. If you read more than one book, you can enter multiple times. You can either send that to us on the Star 98 Facebook page. You can email it to me at laura.mckenna@cumulus.com, and you'll be entered to win The Good Daughter and also dinner out on Star 98.